This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on Under the Blood. Thank God we're under the blood because many of God's people struggle with fear, condemnation, and sin simply because they don't understand the power in the blood of Jesus to cleanse them from sin. Revelation 1, 5 and 6, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Christ shed his blood to set us free, and it's time, therefore, to take all that he paid for us in blood on our behalf. Amen. Christ purchased our redemption in his blood. And it's so important that we take what belongs to us. And so firstly, under the blood, we have salvation. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. And it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? So the Bible says that we must not neglect so great a salvation. There's nothing incomplete or partial about your salvation. Your sins have been forgiven, and you've been redeemed from hell and destruction. And Psalm 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Because if you're not confident of this, you'll never be able to pray with faith or certainty. James chapter 5 and verse 16 says, the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Praise God. The New Living says, Elijah was as human as we are, yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. And the King James says, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again and the heaven gave rain and the earth produced its fruit. That's why the Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. When you understand that you're righteous, it changes everything. Acts 2:21 says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word saved is sozo, which means to save, to deliver, to protect, to heal, to preserve, to do well, to be whole or to make whole. And so whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be sozo. And Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For his workmanship created in Christ Jesus with good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Do you always feel saved or good enough for heaven? No, of course not. But Ephesians 2 and verse 8 says that doesn't say we're saved by feelings, but rather by grace through faith. It says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It's a gift. It's not something that we earn. It's a gift. You don't earn a gift. It's freely given. And so again, we're saved not by feelings, but rather by grace through faith. Feelings have absolutely nothing to do with it. Nowhere does God say that you're saved if you feel like it. None of us deserve such a great salvation. It's all by the blood. It's God's gift of grace. And that's why under the blood we have salvation. You have no need to fear the final judgment. If you will live for him and trust in him, his blood covers every sin and failure. Your ticket has already been paid for you. Your entrance into heaven is guaranteed by the blood. John 14 and verse 9, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And again, in John chapter 10 and verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And so Jesus said, I'm the door. The door where? The door to heaven. Heaven belongs to the blood-bought believer. Heaven's doors are wide open to us because of the blood. And this is why, again, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, and it says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world, through lust. So these great and precious promises are ours only because of the blood. Genesis chapter 22 is the story of Abraham being called to offer Isaac his son. And really, it's the first mention of the lamb in the Bible. And so we have the shadow of Christ at Calvary through this. Because in verse 8, Abram said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." And so again, Abraham really was speaking two different levels. God was going to provide a lamb there and then, but in another sense, God, in that very same stretch of mountains, was going to provide his lamb, Jesus Christ, who was going to die on behalf of all mankind. And Abram stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called him from heaven, said, "Abraham, Abraham," said, here I am. And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abram lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abram went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abram called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide. As it is said, in this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided." That is Jehovah Jireh. And God is our Jehovah Jireh. He has provided for us salvation. He has provided for us a Savior. He has provided for us a Redeemer. And therefore, we don't have to be afraid of the past, the present, or the future, because we are under the blood. The Bible says, "No weapon formed against us will prosper. Any tongue that rises against us in judgment will be condemned." We are safe. We are saved. Hallelujah. Our eternity is settled because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here in UCB Ireland as we continue our series on Under the Blood.